nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on how pressure makes us better, challenges us to stay honest, and helps us engage with life more meaningfully. Pressure is a privilege. Let's get right into it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Hey Nonprofits, Raise More Money.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I mean, I think that either now or very, very soon, we're going to be the number one rated nonprofit podcast, probably in the universe, in the podcast universe.
I'm just going to name it and claim it. We are the number one.
I think that, yeah, I mean, the way we're getting some feedback, we're getting some pretty serious numbers. Courtney, the head of HGA Media, is giving us the data, and apparently we're giving the people what they want.
So if you get anything out of this, if there's anything that you can, please pay the fee. Fee is share this with friends, put it out on social media, send this to somebody else in the nonprofit world that you think would get something out of it, because we sure would like to share with them as well.
Download, rate, review, subscribe, share with people, share with your neighbors, your kids. Yeah. Aunts, uncles, cousins. Well, before we start getting too deep into the non sequiturs, really cool topic that you and I have been chewing on here for a minute. And we had a really, really cool guest, Aaron from Team Iron Cowboy.
One of the wingmen.
He's the God. He's worked more than any other wingman I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the stuff that these folks have accomplished with Team Iron Cowboy, raising money the entire time. For instance, Aaron rode 101 consecutive Ironman distance, Ironman length bikes, and ran some as well with the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence. 101 days in a row, that's 112 miles on the bike every single day. That's a tall order. And so what was really interesting, and I'll circle back to the topic, but what was really interesting listening to Aaron was how there were some days where he was really overcome with what was in front of them and the task. And I'm sure a lot of people on their team where it's a huge team effort. And I really love, among so many things that he said, about how he would walk out by himself, go sit in a hot tub, go wherever, and spend some time alone for a moment and get his mind right. And then when he was with the team and with the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence, and they were getting ready to get on the bike and what have you, he made sure 100% that he was ready. Well, what they did and what they accomplished is otherworldly. It hasn't been done too many times. As a matter of fact, it's never been done.
Well, no, I mean, it is the world record. So for everybody that this is your first time listening, James Lawrence is a triathlete.
Yeah,
an elite triathlete. He did 101 full distance triathlons in 101 days consecutive. Yep. That's a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike ride, and a 26 mile run all together in one day.
Yeah,
we're talking about a tall order. And Aaron was one of the wingmen, one of the support. He rode every day with James every day. So his job was there to pick James up when he was falling down in a dark place and keep him encouraged and keep him moving. Because you're talking about having never done a full distance triathlon, but having done an Olympic triathlon, we're talking about a whole different deal here. It's all mental and it's all there.
Yeah, but it's
the whole thing we're coming up here is talking about pressure.
Yep. And thinking about the pressure that he was facing. Mm-hmm. And all the different, you know, human experiences that you get out of, you know, embarking on a mission like that for 101 days and what, and how many people are counting on you. And how, what resonated so strongly with me after talking to Aaron, and when we had him on one of our webinars, fantastic, is that at the end of the day, pressure is a privilege.
Yeah.
And I know that if you talk to a person like Aaron, if you gave him the option to have sat out those 101, you know, Ironman distance bike legs, he would never have chosen to sit those things out. You know, he would never have looked back on his life and said, oh no, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Was it a lot? Yes. At the end of the day, I love his attitude because I think that can dictate so much. He said so much about, you know, just the human mind, the brain is so, so powerful, and how it can get you another pedal stroke in the right direction, so to speak, figuratively and literally, right? But he was so grateful, he said, and that's where I got the idea about pressure being a privilege. He was so grateful for the opportunity. And he was faced, and their entire team was faced with so much. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have to tie it into our own personal lives, which, you know, we do. And we have to have those talks with ourselves on a consistent basis. But arriving to the point, we know so many nonprofit professionals are faced with a lot of pressure. It seems probably at times like it's insurmountable. You have a giant mission. You have a huge event. Maybe you have a huge event that you haven't had in person for 2 years. And you're feeling the pressure, and we're here to help.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's exactly like that. I mean, if you think about it, people usually spend three to four months planning their event, their gala, yep, their big fundraiser.
Yep.
And everything comes down to that one day, and yeah, everything's about a team, and the pressure's enormous because, you know, we're talking, it could be anywhere from 20 to 80% of their annual budget is tied up in this one event. And, you know, that is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And not everybody around you is going to be as accountable. Everybody's falling off or they're doing this. You've got to be and you've got to be the rah-rah person. You've got to be the cheerleader. You've got to be the wingman for your organization.
We feel your pain, so to speak, or the obligation or your responsibility. We feel that. We feel that in our own daily lives. We're operating a business. We have people that depend on us. And a lot of organizations that depend on us that we can make a small, you know, and help in a small way. But we want to implore people to practice the idea of gratitude for being in that position, and to accept the pressure that it is a privilege and that you're worthy of the task. You know what I mean? You allow yourself to give yourself some credit and realize that no one would be asking these things out of you if they didn't think that you could do it. And that has to start with you, right?
So, I mean, you've got to just say, you know what? I'm here for a reason. This is my purpose and pressure, you know.
Yep.
There is a privilege to be in that situation, to be there. And there's some times where you're going to sit there and you're going to want to scream and yell and stomp your feet. And because we all know, because I mean, it's funny, Trevor and I've talked about this, how many people we've talked off the ledge, you know, over the last couple of years. And now that things are going back live, they're like, oh man, we're going to do live. But then the nerves start kicking in because now I don't have that excuse for saying COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't say, well, you know, COVID's knocked us down. So that's why we didn't do so well. And that's true. Most people didn't. But the reality is this is a great opportunity. And it is something that is worth being there for and worth being in. And having that pressure on you is good.
I thought about that before we hopped on as well, brother, because you just said it. It is an opportunity. That's what's been put in front of you. It's an opportunity. And yeah, of course, it's not going to be easy. But,
you know, I met a really, really cool guy. His name's Warren Rustand. And I won't go into the whole deal, but he's a octogenarian that still gets around and plays basketball and just incredible drive and all this stuff. But one of the things he said, I don't like the word stress. Mm. He said, I think people throw, oh, I'm just so stressed. He goes, mm-hmm, I don't like that word. He said, now you maybe have pressure. Mm-hmm. He said, there's pressure, but stress is just something you bring on yourself. But he said, pressure's a good thing. Pressure's what motivates you. Pressure's what makes you excel and exceed and do more than what you thought you could do and rise to the occasion. You know, it molds us.
It
creates diamonds.
You know? Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's true, man. Pressure creates diamonds. That's the truth.
I'm just an old lump of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday. It doesn't happen without pain and pressure.
Yep.
And there is. And I think that was what, you know, Aaron was talking about. He would have his moments where he really was struggling. The guy rode over 11,000 miles in 100 days on a bicycle.
I'd be losing it if I was that guy.
Yeah. And so, he's got to be the rah-rah guy.
Yep.
Okay. He's got to be the cheerleader. He's got to be the one to be there to pick Iron Cowboy up whenever he's just doesn't have nothing left to keep him going. And he said, I would go off by myself.
Yep. I learned so much from listening to him, man. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny how, like, you know, we don't talk to a lot of phonies, man. You know what I mean? You and I are very privileged, and how lucky and fortunate I am, the people that have come into my life and I've been able to witness or emulate, and listening to Aaron and whatnot, and listening to him talk about just going off on the in the distance and just getting his mind right, even if it's for 10 minutes. That way, when he goes back and is in front of people and they're seeing him and maybe they're in the dumps, he's smiling and he's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I even wrote, like the next morning that after we talked to Aaron, I even wrote something down. I write down ideas and thoughts that come into my mind on a pretty regular basis and stuff. And I was like, man, gosh, I was just like, I want to be that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that guy that's like, hey, are you ready to go? And I got my coffee in my hand and I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. Even if even if 10 minutes before I wasn't, I just think that a lot of that can be done. Of course, you need accountability, you need friends, and you need coaches, and you need to be a witness to these people, because there's really some truly remarkable things going on around you probably on a regular basis if you choose to pay attention and if you choose to digest the right information from the right sources, and it's positive and it's going in the right direction. There's just a lot of really, really good tools out there. But at the end of the day, if you're not disciplined enough to implore those things in your life or to hold yourself accountable, and to stand up to the pressure, you know, then the outcome might not be that favorable, but the information is there, the tools are there. And at the end of the day, if you do rise up to the pressure or to the opportunity and you accomplish something, mm-hmm. and you look back, pretty much guarantee you're going to be thankful that you did.
And I want to just do this. I'm going to ask a question. I think this is something that everybody's going to go to. Okay, well, you know, you've talked about pressures of privilege and all that. So what do? I feel like I'm about to pull my hair out.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's returning my calls. I'm behind on my fundraising. I'm kind of in a hole. You know, my kid's homesick. I've got, you know, I had a flat tire on my car. I just, you know, everything could go bad, just going bad right now. So what is something I can do? So I'm going to ask you, Trevor, what's something that you do when you're feeling the pressure? What is something that you do to get yourself, you know, Aaron talked about kind of going off and, you know, getting his head right. And what do you do?
I think the easiest thing that you can do is go somewhere quiet for like 5 or 10 minutes and just quiet your mind down and just try to shut the phone off. Give yourself some time, allow yourself to have some time. A lot of people write down things like, you know, what they're grateful for, what is going well, things like that, because it can seem like a lot, man, sometimes. But yeah, I got to be honest with you. If I'm short on time, brother, I'm going to go for 5 or 10 minutes and just be quiet and find a place where I can be quiet. I'm fortunate because I'm surrounded by beauty and birds are singing all the time and the sun's out and things like that. So that's kind
of
cool.
He lives on the side of a mountain. No, I'm just going to tell you, he's got one of the best views in California. So
I just, you know, that's cool. But I mean, you know, or get on the bike. What's something for me, man, is actually ended up being really, really, really crucial for me, and how it just seems like, you know, this isn't a pitch for people to buy our exercise program. But at the end of the day, man, if you can go out and get out for 20, 30, 60, 90 minutes, whatever it might be, and move your body a little bit, go for a walk, get some sunshine. It kind of makes all those other things seem a little pale. The edge, I think it dulls the edge of a lot of those things that are biting or gnawing at you or grinding at you, you know, so to speak. So, we've said this before, man, you know, being gentle with yourself and taking some time for yourself. It could be as simple as a 10-minute walk, but just shut the phone off, clear your mind, get back. And I bet you'd find, I'm not the first person to ever say this, but I bet you find that things are a little less sharp. You know what I mean? I think that's good. So,
you know, one thing that I found that I do, especially when I get into a situation where I've got some things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Usually they're like the difficult phone call. I've got, you know, somebody who's upset. Yeah. Even we have people who get upset with us, or we've got a problem to deal with or something that we've got to take care of. And, you know, sometimes I just have to make a list of that stuff, mm-hmm. kind of walk around it 2 or 3 times and then pick one thing on the deal and just do it.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, maybe 99 times out of 100. I mean, it's amazing how many times this works. One thing done. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was not near what I thought it was going to be. I'd built it up into my mind. It was going to be this big ordeal. It winds up being really simple. Something that just doesn't not being a big deal at all. And then I knocked the next one out and the next one out and the next one out. And the next thing you know, I'm done.
Yep.
And for me, I get such a sense of satisfaction out of that, of getting some stuff done. Because I think in the nonprofit space, we hear there's, you know, we deal with a lot of rejection. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, asking people for money and for sponsorships and for this, and, you know, trying to get volunteers to show up, and we're let down a lot. Okay. If we're a nonprofit professional, we get let down a lot. And so we're doing that. So if we can get some wins under our belt and pick just two or three things that we can put in the win column, it's amazing how much that propels us forward to do stuff. It's just getting that one first thing done. Because I can tell you, I've done what we're talking about where I said, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. I'm going to go for a walk. Well, I think I'm going to go for a bike ride. Well, maybe I'll take a nap. Yeah, maybe I'll do this. Well, the next thing you know, day's gone. I haven't got anything done. And then the pressure's even more. And so for me personally, I just have to do something. I have to just say, I'm going to get a win today. What's my win? And I think that we get so caught up in looking at the failures, what we didn't get done. And at the end of the day, we stack up a list and we look at our desk and go, crap, I didn't get anything done. I got all this stack of stuff I've got to work through. I've got these people call. I've got this thing to get. I've got this budget. I've got to get this information. You got to return these five calls. I didn't get any of this stuff done. Look at what you did do. You know, that pressure thing, what did you do? You know, Aaron's deal, I've done 62 112-mile bike rides in a row. Yeah. This is just going to be 63. I've already done it. I know I can do it. So I'm just going to get on the dadgum bike and pedal. So sometimes you just got to get on the bike and pedal.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and call. Pull up the deal and just type that email. Just get something done. You know, go home and hug your kid.
There you go.
You know.
You know what's funny? It's that if you didn't have those things, that your list of things that you had to do, you wouldn't exactly be what I would call in high demand. That's why pressure is a privilege. It's like, let's just say you're really successful, but you're still putting out a lot of fires. That's kind of like what you're talking about, right? Well, if you didn't have any fires put out, then you probably weren't in high demand. So things probably weren't working out, right? Yeah, you know what I mean? That's like, that's why it's also a privilege. It's also like a byproduct of being good at something. When people are constantly knocking at your door and there's always this and that, and you can handle all these things coming in. Yeah. It's because people recognize that you're good and they expect that out of you, I suppose. You know what I mean? So I think
number one, you know, I think there's the number one thing. There's a reason you're there. The reason is because you're
good. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Say, you know what? Michael Jordan didn't walk out on the basketball court and go, well, yeah, I kind of suck. Sucks to be me. Everybody's expecting me to be a superstar game. No, the guy loved it. He fed off of it and he demanded that of himself and said, this is what it is. I want the pressure. Now, we're not all built to be Michael Jordans. And so I use him for an example because he's just that, you know, once in a lifetime generation.
Totally.
Free.
And we're not all iron cowboys. Human being
who can just do that. And you don't have to be, because I'm not, you know, not even close. None of us are. I can truly say that nobody here that's ever going to hear this podcast is going to be close to that. And the fact is that we're not, because he was just a once in a century person who came along and everything worked out. But it worked out because he took that pressure on. And I think he saw that as a privilege. He saw that, you know, I'm the one everybody's focused on. And that's what you got to look at. You as the, whether you're executive director, director of development, any, whatever professional situation you're sitting in, you've got to say, you know what? It's okay. I got this.
I got broad shoulders. Yep.
Don't try to get it all done in one day, but get something done. So to understand that you're the person, number two, go get something done.
Yeah.
Get something in the win column, get something down, and then retool, get your time, get your break, go home and enjoy. Turn your phone off. Don't respond to that text message at 8:00. Shut your phone, put it away, because guess what? It'll wait till tomorrow. There's not one phone call, not one deal, unless it's the night of the event that you need to take. And just take a breath.
Yeah, I love it, man. Yeah, you'd be happy that you did. So, well, hopefully that empowers some people.
I just want to leave this one comment. I don't want to, we got to wrap up, but I think there is something to be said about shutting it off and realizing that you are important and you are there, that therefore you're not indispensable, but at the same time, you're not you are indispensable. You don't have to be there 24/7.
You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time.
No, not all the time.
And people don't expect that out of you. A lot of times that's you setting that course for yourself, and it doesn't have to be that way. That's a great point, man. That's a great point. Well, to be continued.
Cool topic. Hey.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Again, pay the fee. If you got anything good out of this, if there's anything, share this with somebody that needs to hear it. I know there's people you know that are sitting there pulling their hair out. We don't want that to happen. We want them to feel encouraged and go away. So share this. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, brother. That was fantastic.
You too, man. See you, pal. Hey, nonprofits, raise more money. Money.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.